Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. A neglected GDR-era office complex at Alexanderplatz functions as the backdrop for a protest. Around 100 artists gather in front of the empty building. Their concern? Affordable studio spaces and recent evictions. Their protest? An ironic but critical performance during Berlin Art Week.
As the city advertises itself as being culturally important within the scene and maybe even the world, it's completely understandable that the artists are being pushed out bit by bit and that the spaces are still being unused.
Lennart Siebert is part of ABBA, the Alliance of Endangered Studio Spaces in Berlin, who staged the protest. ABBA formed last year in response to the increasing loss of artist studios in the city. Five collectives housing 150 artists have been shut down by their landlord since 2014. Siebert says,
of course, a lot of the spaces are being privatized and a lot of shopping malls or office spaces are being built or even luxury living.
Among the protesters is Deacon Dunlop. The American is being kicked out of his affordable rehearsal space in Friedrichshain.
Yeah, I've been in Berlin since like 95, so I've seen quite a bit of change in the city too. And it definitely has become way more in the last couple of years. Yeah, we've been in the Palisadenstraße for about, it must be 15 years or so.
The building at Palisadenstraße provides studios for around 40 artists. It belonged to Deutsche Telekom, which sold the building earlier this year to startup investors, according to ABBA. A few weeks ago, the new owners gave notice to the tenants.
Especially studios that were cheap are now very, very often converted, transformed to lofts for people who pay a lot to live like an artist.
This is Florian Schmidt. He's the liaison between artists and the Berlin Senate when it comes to studio spaces in Berlin. He wants to keep the artists in the inner city, given that there is space available, like this office building at Alexanderplatz.
The federal government of Germany is the owner of this building. And it's an open process right now to bring artists in to this building. And I think that the amount of money and space is not so much that we cannot do it. It's only about political will.
ABBA's protest during Berlin Art Week is a message directed to the Senate to open up abandoned property for artistic, cultural and social use. Along with it goes the idea to change the neighborhood around Alexanderplatz from simply a shopping district into a more diverse area. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.